Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait. Stop. Rewind. Just heard the audio from the New Zealand Prime Minister there. She's all ready to go snatch up the guns, right?
Well, they're talking about reforms. Whether that's actually confiscating anything or not, I don't know.
Well, that's what Australia did. I mean, that's exactly what her reference was. She said after the shooting, it took them, what, 9 days? So we need to do that here. Well, I mean, they collected the guns. They collected them. I mean, you had to turn them in. That was Australia. So, I mean, she's very clearly saying, okay, we're done here. We got to go ahead and turn the guns in. Well, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Did you know there was a Muslim guy, like a good guy with a gun? Who chased away the bad guy from one of the shootings? Wasn't widely reported.
No.
Yeah. They think that that could have slowed them down and prevented further deaths in one of the two. So the only thing you can accomplish by taking the guns is to take the gun away from that guy. Because law-abiding good guys will have to give up their guns. They're not talking about the bad guys giving up their guns, which is always the problem. If you're willing to go shoot up a mosque or a church or whatever, you're not going to be like, ooh, I'd love to commit a massacre, but I don't want to break the law to get a gun. You're just going to get a gun. It's not that hard. And if that doesn't work, they'll use explosives. I mean, so it's like, yeah, they totally discount disarming the good guy. Yeah, sure, the good guy's going to have to give up his gun. Well, then they won't be able to stop another shooting. Are you sure you want to do that? Yeah, sure, it'll be fine. Because, you know, look, when you have a massacre like this, no matter, you know, where it is or what it is, again, in the United States, as we've seen with guns, the defensive uses of guns to stop crime, this is according to the CDC, and remember Obama asked for a review, and mm-hmm. We spent millions of dollars on it. CDC found that the defensive use of guns to stop crime far outweighed the numbers of actual crimes. It was by several hundred thousand. So, I mean, you're going to have a lot of dead people because they don't have guns. They're just not going to be all in one place at one time.
What would have happened, what could have been prevented maybe, or at least lessened, if someone there at either of those mosques that had a weapon to defend themselves and the other folks there?
And you can bet they'll be buying those now as long as it's still legal in New Zealand. Just the reflexive, got to take the guns. Why? I mean, why? Well, because then the criminals won't get guns because they'll see it's illegal. Okay. How'd that work out when marijuana was illegal? I mean, you look at the 90s, numbers again from the CDC. The average high school student, well, a little over half of them, graduated having smoked pot at least once. Problem with that is pot was illegal. But that did not stop them. You think if you can't stop pot, when it's illegal countrywide and you have half the people in high school graduating having smoked it at least once, how are you going to keep guns out of the hands of criminals? How's that going to happen? How are you going to keep it from coming over your borders? You're not. It's just going to create a black market where they can charge more. And the only people who won't have guns are the criminals themselves and the insane and those who want to do massacres and kill people. They don't care about breaking the law. They wouldn't do massacres and kill people. Just the reflexive liberal reaction just drives me nuts here.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what they're also wanting to do with social media, too.
Oh, I didn't even get to that. Yeah, asking social media to ban posts. You know what that's going to mean, right? Social media be like, oh, we're going to have to ban all posts against illegal immigrants in the U.S. Wait, what? That's political debate. No, it's hate. The left is brilliant the way they advance themselves using these kinds of things. You know, meanwhile, again, we can't point this out enough times today, Lee, as you've said, 120 Christians killed for their faith in Nigeria by Muslims in violent attacks using guns,
mm-hmm.
knives, and machetes since January. January was, what, 2.5 months ago?
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Yes. Okay. CNN has not done one single piece of reporting on this. Not one. Sky News, no mention. International media virtually ignored this. In fact, virtually the only way you can find out about the mass slaughter of Christians by Muslims, which happens week in and week out and week in and week out somewhere in the world, is to read Christian newspapers because they're the only ones who care enough to cover it. Bottom line, this is not some new thing caused by hate that's never happened in the history of the world. It's not that. Oh, well, we didn't have to take the guns before, but we got to get them now. We'll take the machetes, too, particularly in Nigeria. They don't want to talk about Nigeria.
I'm sure the Nigerians would also like it if you would ban torches so they'd quit burning down their houses, too.
They burn their houses afterward. Yeah. But they're just Christians, so nobody cares. You know, I mean, this kills me. I mean, the people that we funded, our government funded and trained in Syria, put 15,000 Christians in a single mass grave. I bet you didn't know that. Not you, Lee. But, I mean, I bet you didn't know that. Wasn't big news. Nobody cares. I mean, there should have been hearings on that on the Hill. They should have dragged military officials in to explain how the heck we just did the training that resulted in a genocide of Christians. But they were just Christians, so nobody cared. It's perspective, folks. It's not justifying what happened in New Zealand. Please don't misunderstand. That was horrific.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perspective. It's putting things in perspective, which the media tries mightily not to do. And, I mean, what does this say, Lee? I mean, 120 Christians slaughtered for their faith in Nigeria since January. What does it say about human life that doesn't even merit a single report, not one by CNN?
Well, you know, and your comment on perspective, I think, is very telling for so many of the issues that we're dealing with in this country. And we just don't have any perspective on things. We complain about children being detained in cages from their parents at the border when they're crossing illegally into this country. But yet you have the mainstream media, most of the Democratic Party, who will refuse to acknowledge the fact that there are some bad people who come across, do things that if these people had been stopped at the border, American lives would have been saved. We don't have the perspective of the things that are being done elsewhere in the world, whether it is trade, whether it is military policy or whatever it is, that there are consequences to our actions. And it's always the consequences of any liberal action that is taken that are always ignored. You know, granted, there may be some changes going on in the environment. It's called climate change because the climate does change. Folks acknowledge that. That doesn't mean that Republicans or Donald Trump want to make the air dirtier or water dirtier or try to go backwards in anything. What they're saying is if you're going to make changes, let's do this in an intelligent and sustainable way without crushing the American economy and killing jobs in this country. But you're not hearing any of the call for any type of moderation or any type of bipartisan effort on something like that. But you're absolutely right. It's all about perspective. And it almost does not matter what story you talk about. There is a lack of perspective that goes on in the coverage of news in this country.
Absolutely. And then, again, when you deliberately leave facts out so as to mislead and confused. I mean, we did this earlier. The first report I heard on who the mosque killer was directly blamed. This was on Alphabet Soup, ABC, CBS, NBC. I was one of the three, but it was their radio network blaming Donald Trump for this, saying, oh, the terrorist espoused Trump's anti-immigration views. And I thought, oh, no. They called him a right winger, by the way. Well, that's a lie. I mean, it's just a lie. He wrote a 74-page manifesto. It's very long, and he only mentioned Trump once in the manifesto. Here's what he said. This is not what I heard at all from the news, because they lie. Quote, "Were are you a supporter of Donald Trump?" Unquote. He was asking of himself. "As a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, sure. As a policymaker and leader, dear God, no," he wrote. Well, that sure is a little bit of a different spin than the mainstream media. The killer described himself as an eco-fascist by nature, praised China as the nation with the closest political and social values to his own, and even went so far as to describe himself as a socialist and write, "I am sure the journalist will love that." Did you hear any about that? Hear any of that from the media?
Not a word.
No. That's odd. I guess they just didn't have space for that. So the world is going to come to an end in about 12 years. which the left has been saying in one form or another since 1989. Gosh, one of the things that got the most hits on my Facebook page over the weekend, I put it up there so that you could share it, was the 1989 Associated Press article forecasting the end of the world from global warming, according to the UN, and they would know, settled science, by the year 2000, which is now what 18 plus 19 years ago. That didn't work out, did it? So it's really funny that the left is so lazy, intellectually, they haven't even bothered to change their prediction. So, I mean, back in 1989, it was settled science. Everybody agreed, according to the Associated Press. I mean, there's no way to doubt it. That in 11 years, the world was going to come to an end from global warming. Well, then the warming stopped. So they just changed the name to climate change. But they didn't change the prediction. Well, it's going to be 11 years from now. It's going to be 12 years from now, says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And they get away with this. Well, I'll tell you what, if you live in Missouri, man, you probably feel like right now that the world is ending. Like, not in 12 years, but like now. Have you heard about what's going on in Missouri? The Missouri River? It's flooding catastrophically. And it's only going to get worse. You're going to hear more about this. I think there was a report overnight, I think 400 cabins underwater. This wasn't a gradual rise, says County Emergency Management Director Mike Creselius. Said it wasn't just the amount of water. It's the swiftness of the current, too. He says it's fast and it's flowing. It's open country. There's nothing to slow it down, and it's terrifying. The area's had flooding before, but not of this magnitude. Huh. Why not of this magnitude? What happened? Upriver. Oh, record snowfall. Wait, what? Hold on. We are careening towards such a disaster that we have to essentially destroy the U.S. economy, completely wipe out entire sectors because we're going to burn up. But Minnesota is experiencing record-breaking flooding. And by the way, predictions of much more to come as the water moves downstream because of record-breaking snowfall? You mean like the record-breaking snowfall we just had in Hawaii, right? It snowed this winter in Hawaii, which is a big deal. They ranked the 2019 snowfall so far. When compared to every February, dating back to 1875, it ranks in at number fourth worst. And what's happening, the reason there's flooding, is because it's melting. It's spring. And so what happens when water melts? You may not have learned this in school. I know how school is today. Common core science. When the water melts, it goes downstream. It's like gravity. It goes down. And then you get the flooding. Just thought I'd note that. Kind of thing the left never gets around to mentioning. Oh, speaking of the left, folks, this whole depersoning thing, we have been documenting that this is going on. It's in the very early stages. What is eventually going to happen? You can really see this in China, where, you know, you get what is essentially the equivalent of a credit ranking, but it's a social score, and it's based on everything you do, because the Chinese follow everything you do. They give you a score, and then if your score is low, you're not allowed to get on transportation. You can't apply for a job. Essentially, you're going to starve to death. And everybody associated with you has their scores lowered by association with you. So, I mean, you're going to have to drop kick your mama if she's not buying what the Chinese want her to eat for dinner. By the way, these social media scores are these social scores, not social media scores, are based on things like, are you buying the kinds of food the Communist Party would prefer you eat? Are you watching the kind of movies the Communist Party would prefer you watch? Now, that country already censors what people see. So this is moving into a new realm of, okay, here's what you're allowed to see, but the Communist Party would prefer you to watch this, or it's going to affect your score. Everything you buy, everything you do is used against you, or for you, depending on if the Communist Party thinks it's hip and A-okay this week. You know the left would love to get a hold of a thing like this. That kind of power. It's who they are. It's how they operate. It's what I call depersoning. It's not my word. I stole it from the internet, but wiping people off. And we're seeing the beginnings of this here. Gun manufacturers denied access to the financial system. Laura Loomer can't use PayPal anymore, so she can't monetize her online business. Twitter, you know, boots her off the platform for suggesting that Ilhan Omar is an anti-Semite, but when Nancy Pelosi does it, it's A-OK and she gets to keep her Twitter account. Well, here is yet another example. Did you see how Google has deleted Dr. Patrick Moore? Just wiped him off. It just unpersoned him. He's one of the founders of Greenpeace. In fact, he is the premier founder of Greenpeace. And he screenshotted this, how before he began lecturing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the faulty science she's using for her Green New Deal, he was listed on Google as one of the founders of Greenpeace and a longtime liberal. Now he's not. Patrick Moore tweeted over the weekend, thank God he still has a Twitter account. Well, for now, I don't think that'll last much longer. Oh, God. Oh, my. He tweeted, Google has removed my photo and name from the founders of at Greenpeace. It was still there 2 days ago, but now I am erased. Tech tyranny. So you think you're on the left and that's going to save you? No, it won't. They'll just come for us first. And then when we can't defend you anymore, they'll come for you. Now, how did Dr. Patrick Moore earn this depersoning on by Google? He responded to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal proposal this way. Pompous little twit, he tweeted. You don't have a plan to grow food for 8 billion people without fossil fuels or get the food into the cities. Horses? Question mark. If fossil fuels were banned, every tree in the world would be cut down for fuel for cooking and heating. You would bring about mass death. We've, by the way, already seen this in Europe. They banned fossil fuels in some places or put limits on them. They've had to chop down trees and burn wood nuggets, which, by the way, puts more carbon into the atmosphere than burning fossil fuels. But it's all political correct, like, you know what I mean? So, like, everybody feels good, and that's the important thing. For that, he was depersoned by Google. Folks, we got to get a handle on Google. Did you see what they did in the last election? I mean, talk about FEC violations. They were running ads to help get Hispanics to the polls. Well, that's an in-kind political donation. You can't do that. Except they did. No one cares. There should be massive FEC investigation along with it, with arrest for that. Because remember the internal emails with the executive at Google apologizing because Hillary didn't win the race? Thanks to their in-kind donations totaling, it had to be billions of dollars. Well, have you seen what Google's doing now? They refuse to help U.S. Defense Department, but they are working with the Chinese government and military. That's when they're not depersoning people for thought crime. You know, I read a book once, some about the 1980s. It had stuff just like this. Yeah, I swear the guy who wrote 1984 is looking more and more like Nostradamus every day. So Paris is burning again. And Macron Lee is promising a severe crackdown, which he always does when Paris is burning again. 15,000 protesters countrywide, 100 arrests, stuff set on fire, explosions, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. So anyway, French Prime Minister is vowing to severely punish the radicals responsible for rioting and setting fires around one of France's richest neighborhoods. Now, all of this started over gasoline taxes for the climate. And they were designed specifically to punish those who lived in the countryside and drove further. Problem is, those who live in the countryside live there because they can't afford to live in the cities a lot of the time. And so they couldn't afford the taxes. And that kicked off this whole thing. It was seen as elitist and kind of faulty science and pushing the cost of global warming onto the poor and the, you know, the lower middle class and all that. So it didn't work out well. Okay. So the violence rolls on. Interior Minister Christopher Castaner said on French television an estimated 10,000 protesters alone were taking part in protest in Paris. Another 4,500 were demonstrating around France. The yellow vest numbers paled beside the 30,000 people taking part in climate march waving through Paris at the same time. So, I mean, they're not happy. You can sort of divine that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And stuff has been exploding, burning. People have died in conflicts with the police now. Over 24 have lost at least one eye. So, I mean, he's gotten violent. I mean, there's been injuries, over 100 injured severely since all of this began. And what's interesting about this, though, is this is France, right? So, I mean, they're French. Usually they let people roll right over them, and they're pretty liberal anyway.
Yeah.
More so than right here. So for the French to act up and get uppity like this, I mean, this is a big deal, right?
One would think.
What are they getting uppity about? Oh, just some taxes on the climate, which, by the way, Macron had to suspend. Wow, okay, just some taxes on the climate. So given that France is a more liberal place than here, what's going to be burning here when we eliminate the fossil fuel industry, the dairy industry, airplanes, farting cows? You have to go vegetarian and no more meat. I mean, like how's that going to work here if this is the reaction to some climate change taxes in France? I mean, surely the left has read the news about France, right? I mean, do they think there's not going to be riots here if this is what you get in France?
Well, the leadership may know about it. I'm not so sure the rank and file are aware.
Oh, that they don't know what's going on in the world. Wouldn't surprise me, actually.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
May not have made their BuzzFeed news yet.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Meanwhile, Drag Queen Story Hour did not go so well at one Houston public library. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, this was most unfortunate. I mean, the event went off just fine, and the kids allegedly loved it, and the parents were quite happy. Until later they learned that the guy who dressed up as the drag queen was a child sex offender.
Okay.
He was registered. Somebody should have caught that, seeing that he sexually abused an 8-year-old boy.
And that is a violation of his sexual offender registration to be in the neighborhood with those children.
Bingo.
And to be participating in an event. He should immediately be arrested and then serve the rest of his sentence.
Bingo. Well, that's part of the problem. Nobody caught it. The library didn't catch it. And you're right. It was a violation. He's not allowed to be around children.
Well, I'm sure they have witnesses and they have documentation of it. So authorities should go pick him up. That's a violation of your sexual offender. Or if you were on probation, that's a violation right there. Right there.
Well, the 6-foot, 200-pound sex offender managed to slip through the library's screening system, slip on a dress, and read to small children, all sponsored by the government. Because in Houston, the library pays for it. Security and such.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interestingly. I saw this and I went, Do you know there is a group of parents that are currently suing the city of Houston? Or is it the county of Houston? It's one of the two. Okay, it's one of the two, to stop the drag queen reading hour. Listen to what they're predicating their lawsuit on, because this is interesting. They claim that by doing this, the government is sponsoring, quote, secular.
Secular, there you go.
Although it is kind of sexual. But anyway, secular humanism, which they say is a religion, the way the left practices it, and violates the Constitution's Establishment Clause on religion. So they're saying secularism, too, is a religion. It is a state of religion, and that it is being forced upon people, and that is a violation of the Establishment Clause on religion.
I would, I think they've got a decent argument
there.
I think
they do, too.
That, you know, may have a hard time getting a judge to go along with it, particularly some of the ones that the Obama administration has been able to embed into our judiciary system. But, you know, there's certainly some justification there. Quite honestly, many people make the claim many times, and I think they're correct, that secular humanism is a religion.
I think it is. It's the anti-religion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a rebellion against religion, basically. But,
and of course, the First Amendment promises freedom of religion and the free exercise thereof.
Well, for now, till the Democrats do
executive
order, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. By the way, that is the dumbest argument I've ever heard of. These stupid Republicans, 12 of them, bunch of Judases, just basically saying, oh, well, you know, we don't want the Democrats doing this when they're elected. Well, they're not gonna. You can't declare it an executive order and suspend gun rights. They're encoded and enshrined in the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a non-argument. It's ridiculous. But, and you know what they don't tell you about these Republicans? Well, we don't want the Democrats doing it. That might be unconstitutional. We don't know. No court of law has ever ruled on whether Trump can do this. So to say, well, it might be unconstitutional. Yeah, it might not. Let's try it. Let's try everything. Let me tell you why. Did you see the headline here out of Mexico? what just happened here. Thank God for Breitbart, or God knows we wouldn't know what was going on our border, right? The Mexican government just seized, are you ready for this, rifles and grenade launchers in Tijuana. The kind of grenade launcher that you can strap to your back and, oh, I don't know, walk across our open borders with on your back. I mean, these people are just running around with this stuff. Never mind, did you see the Florida Sun Sentinel? Five of the six most violent cities in the world per capita are in Mexico.
Okay.
I guess that's why they need grenade launchers, right? I mean, you got to have a bigger gun than the other guy. Okay. How are we going to live with open borders up against a country that has five of the six most violent cities in the world, according to the mainstream media source, the Florida Sun Sentinel? How's that going to work? Oh, they totally won't bring the rocket launchers over here. Well, why wouldn't they?
Yeah. And how would we know if they come across a non-secure border?
We wouldn't, and I think that's the point. Meanwhile, speaking of illegal immigrants, did you hear about this out of North Carolina? From the Who the Heck is in This Country segment, right? Folder, I should say. Jamar Beach, he's driving along, poor thing, in Raleigh, makes the mistake of driving while an American citizen. His van was hit by an illegal alien by the name of Neri Damian Cruz Camano. The hit was so severe that it decapitated Jamar Beach, and that Cruz Camano did not notice that Jamar Beach was embedded in his van when he drove away.
Oh, gosh.
Hit and run. Wow, dude. And the illegal was here illegally? Yeah. What's that worth? Well, 14 months in prison.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 14 months in prison. Jamar Beach is black, by the way. His family's outraged. So, I mean, apparently what we've learned from this is illegal immigrant privilege trumps African-American privilege. I'm not sure there is any African-American privilege anymore, actually. I think it's just illegal immigrant privilege. Remember this when the media tries to tell you in the general election if Biden wins the primary, the Democrat primary. He's just a very moderate guy. He's not like crazy like the far left, you know, those socialists. Not Biden. No, he's very reasonable. And he's not the kind to be controlled by these far left socialists who aren't really part of the Democrat Party and don't really believe what we do. Uh-huh. You want to know who's in charge, who is in control, who they believe they answer to? In the Democrat Party? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How do you know that? Because Biden said this over the weekend, and I'm going to keep this clip. I'm going to play it over and over and over and over again going into the election if Biden gets the nomination. You know, when they try to remake him as just old Joe. He's just kind of this moderate guy who, no, he's not. Here's what he just said over the weekend.
I know I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United, if anybody who would run. With anybody who would run.
All right. Hey, I shouldn't get criticized by them. I'm more liberal than they are. He says progressive because liberal's a bad word. And people figured out what liberal meant and they don't want that anymore. So they changed it to progressive, but it means the same thing. Socialist. Sure shows you who calls the shots in the Democrat Party, doesn't it? But then again, I mean, when George Soros and his buddies dump, $3 million? Well, that we found so far. It was illegally moved around, so who knows. Into Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and promised to primary everybody in the Democrat Party for not being sufficiently socialist. This is what you get. Everybody falling all over themselves to adopt her Green New Plan. Deal. Plan. Whatever. Disaster. Meanwhile, nearly 70% of adults use household appliances which are over 10 years old. You know what? I think that's interesting. Like, what appliance do we take out that everybody sees? Our car, right? So people tend to drive newer cars, but stuff that you don't see much and it's in your house, nobody cares. You'll let it get old. You'll let it age. You'll let it go to the natural end of its life before you replace it. Interesting, huh? Not as concerned about status there. Which is how you should be. You should use stuff till it breaks or it's done or, you know, whatever you need. Text line 71307, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Let's go see what folks are saying on there. Text Ray states here, when is some reporter going to shove a mic in a Democrat's face and ask them if their anti-Christian, pro-Islamic rhetoric is responsible for the Christians being slaughtered in Nigeria? I can answer that. Never. That will never happen. First, the media would have to admit that Christians are being slaughtered in Nigeria, which, again, will never happen. They've killed 120, the Muslims have, since January. But thanks for asking. Texture writes, when the EU looks like the PRK, maybe they'll wake up. I don't know. They're already waking up. And what the French were proposing is far less than what the Democrats are currently running on, especially when it comes to climate change. Until we as a group vote independent, take control of our state government, we will never fix it in Washington. We keep repeating the same action and expecting a different outcome. No, we don't need to vote independent. That's not the solution. We need to close our primaries here in South Carolina. Texture writes, I think I can understand how I think I can understand our idiot at South Carolina legislature. They are doing everything they can to keep us mad and fighting them instead of the federal government because we did start a civil war before and we might do it again. They are giving the feds cover to destroy the country. No, see, here's your problem with that. I don't think they're that smart. I mean, I genuinely don't think the legislature as a whole is filled with people who are very bright. They just do what the lobbyists tell them. Yeah, so and you can pretty much count on the South Carolina legislature to do the stupidest thing, you know, take the stupidest option available to them. I mean, whatever hurts the state the most, robs it of its economic future. I mean, whatever it is, they're going to go for that. Texter writes, oh, that's cool. My rice cooker is about 40 years old. I love it. It cooks rice perfectly. Pay extra for quality because quality lasts for decades. Amen. Texter writes about Mexico. Grenade launchers, talk about home defense. I can see how that could be considered extreme. Well, not for the cartels, who come and go as they please across our border.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.